welcome to this next episode of Ask the Accountant Pit Stop Podcast at FAB, the Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping 2024. And I can't believe it's taken this long, but finally, we have one of our most loyal and most, couldn't shout about us more guests we've ever had. We're so excited to have you on. But why don't you introduce yourself to the world? Tell everyone why they should care about who you are, why you are so influential in this accounting world, and just, time to blow your trumpet.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, I'm Kirsty St. John. I run Kirsty's Accounting Services in a tiny little village called March in Cambridgeshire. I'm chair of the ICB Cambridge branch. I'm chair of the ICB Advisory Council. It's just me, hoping my sister will join me. And I've been running for 15 years or so and seem to know a lot of people somehow.
Definitely help build a community, let's put it that way. Right, what was your first impressions of Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping 2024 when you first walked in? Other than the wonderful yellow
carpet, yes, needed my shades, that would have been good. No, it's really nice. It's obviously lots of areas. The timetable's difficult because lots of things were clashing and it's hard to kind of think, oh, I want to go that, but I want to go that, but I want to go that. But it's good. It's worked out well. What's particularly nice is that there's quite a lot of space between the aisles. So even if people are busy at a stall chatting, there's still time to get past and that sort of thing. So yeah. That's good. Because at Accountech, sometimes you definitely felt you almost had to cut through somebody's stand, which is really rude. To get past and but here's really quite nice and spacious. I think
it's accessible. It's just what we've been seeing a lot of people who this is their first ever one. I think they've made a right choice of choosing for this one.
Yeah, it's friendly.
It is, isn't it? Very friendly. Yeah, it's accessible. It's inclusive. We are really thumbs up for that.
Long walk. It seems a long way from the entrance.
Very long walk. Yes. Yeah. Especially when you try and stay at the airport, which was a very bad idea.
Yeah, we're at the Arden.
yeah, exactly. What are you most looking forward to from this event, though? What was the bit that caught your eye? Why did you choose FAB in the first place?
So it's nice for a change that it's not in London. A march in Cambridgeshire is an easy train to Birmingham without having to faff around the London changing. That was sort of a bonus. But then also just another chance to meet up with friends and colleagues and suppliers, support suppliers that I like working with, some of the software people and kind of, behind the scenes, beta testing and stuff. And it's really nice to then go, actually, this isn't working. Can you just fix this for me? And I really like how you've done this. And just
and
when software suppliers kind of greet you by name and it's like, oh, doing my bit, it's really nice.
And I feel like day two is even better for that, right? Yeah. Day one.
It was a bit mad yesterday.
Amazing. Yeah. The energy was high, but there was a lot of people and it was frantic in places and everything else.
Yeah.
Day two seems to be that opportunity where you can have that extra bit of time with the vendor. You can have that conversation. You give that feedback. And, I think a lot of criticism comes on two-day events, but this is why there's a two-day event,
indeed.
Right?
Yeah, so I had a chance to go to QuickBooks to sort a question out. I know a friend had a problem with Xero, so she had got a chance to go and speak to them and sort it out. And plan the talks, but there were some great talks yesterday. I particularly enjoyed the Lucy and Rachel's.
Yeah. That was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? And it was absolutely packed out.
Yeah, it was.
We couldn't believe how well it was attended. You go to these events like the Lucy one and the Rachel one, and you're obviously going to be inspired. You're going to think about things and maybe changing your practice, or there's maybe a piece of tech that you found that you think actually is going to improve your, the pain point or whatever it's going to be. How do you take action from that? And what would your advice be to someone who maybe has never been to an event before? Because there's so much nuggets of information out there.
It's easy to go home and not do anything. So that's part of it. Part of what Lucy and Rachel were saying about having accountability buddies. People that you're going to say, actually between us, we've identified these issues. I'm going to do them. And then those friends can kind of hassle you in a week or friendly hassling. But, have you done it? Did you do it? And you can celebrate those wins, argue those niggles, support each other in, and that's come that they are ICB bookkeeper, ICB all the way through, cut me and I bleed.
We know.
But we're also in Jerry Williams's accounting thing, so we have a little hashtag for AWA Hot Babes. But it's nice to actually support each other and there's an active, various active Facebook group meeting Natasha Everard, first time in person yesterday.
Really?
Years on Facebook, her great group.
Yeah.
but it's so nice to
see the face of who. Yeah,
it's surprising how many people you actually. It's like, oh, I didn't realise. You know, you're taller, shorter, whatever. Yeah, amazing.
Exactly.
So yeah, but taking those issues and identifying them, and you know, with the software sorting queries out, and
I completely agree. So, what do you think of the accounting industry and bookkeeping industry at the moment? The event industry, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is there too many events? Is there not enough events? Are they in the right places? You know, should we be in different places? Should we have different varies of topics? So what's your feeling at the moment in the current 2024 climate?
Well, I've never been to DAS, and having moved to April, I still don't think I'll make it this year because we've got an ICB meeting the week after.
Yeah.
But, you know, accounting, Accountex at Excel is a bit of a faff to get to. I believe the DAS one at Battersea was even harder for you guys, mentioned how hard it was.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have this one for a change. But, so I did QuickBooks Connect, which was at Woolwich, which again, you know, but that was a one day, but still involved 2 days at the office because we went down the night before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm 2 hours from London, or an hour and a half if the trains work right, but it's then getting to the actual place itself and the late train home or a new risk. I was late to Accountex my first time because the train pressure, we were stuck in Farringdon for like an hour.
Oh, no. So no, you're like,
hi, talks, I'm missing. I really wanted to go. So I'm going to go down the night before this time. But again, it's...
Well, that's an extra cost, extra time.
So it's out Monday with ICB as well at Westminster Abbey. And so, like, I haven't done any work this week. You know, a couple of hours yesterday first. Well, it's mad.
It is.
As well, with sole practitioner, when you're the only one to do all the work, it's got to be done somehow.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? There's only so many hours that we can commit to these events. So, yeah. I heard a stat yesterday. It was like 222 days or whatever the phrase was or number was. But it was 5% of, if we went to every event, 5% of our working year.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
just for events. Yeah. And that's unacceptable.
The cost of the, you know, with the hotels and the trains and everything
exactly.
else.
Okay, so I know there's a lot that makes you happy about the industry. There's a lot that gets that fire in your belly. But what's the number one? What's that one thing you love about this industry more than anything else?
Probably just exactly that, but the community feeling that goes with it, and that's come out a lot more since COVID. I mean, I'd run my branch for 10 years before that, but we used to meet up every couple of months. But since then, you know, with the WhatsApp groups kicked off and the you know, various webinars and you know, and just knowing that there's other people out there. If you get a new client come along and it's like a garage, for example,
exactly.
It's like
Oh,
I'm not sure I've done cars in a while, or I'm never touching another pub. That's well known. But I know people who do like pubs and I send them Tim, TPS, you had him on yesterday, he loves them and that sort of thing. So it's like, it's horses for courses, you know, exactly. And knowing, and almost kind of stay in your lane and know what you like. There's absolutely plenty of work out there, and just kind of sell it, keep the bits you like and obviously pass on the bits you don't. And there is enough to go around.
100%. And also, you know, with that as well, you know, the clients are getting the best possible service because... Yeah, it's great to have a
happy bookkeeping. Yeah, give a better service.
Exactly.
But you don't want that feeling of when you see a phone or an email, you're like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
I've got to do with them.
Or I'm a little bit out of my depth at this.
Find a friend.
Yeah, exactly. What would you change about the industry though? What's frustrating? I mean, if I know you guys and like the community you've built, right? We outside looking in are in awe of it, right? So our like for us, the change needs to be learn more of what you guys are doing and replicate it. But what do you think needs to change from the industry?
I think it's nice that all of these places talking about accountants and bookkeepers, and you know, yes, there's a crossover. You know, bookkeepers can do everything all the way to year end tax,
yeah.
And accountants need good bookkeeping to have been done.
100%.
I think they're really realizing that they can give better service as accountants. So, but it can be quite a long terminology talking about the accounting and bookkeeping. You know, it's kind of we could do with it a nicer term to
it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're all finance professionals.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
100%. And I do feel like it's getting there, but we need to be less of this. Us versus their mentality, right?
Yeah. I mean, I keep, there's some stuff I can't do, self-assessment, I'm not licensed to, and year-end tax, pass it to another bookkeeper in the ICB family. And likewise, I do some stuff for some people away. She's a zero-only practice. She doesn't like the QuickBooks stuff. And I'm like, I'll do it, you know.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, you've got the better solution, so that's fine. But, you know, enjoy your water, by the way. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what it's all about, right? Like, we know what our strengths, we know what our weaknesses are, and we've got to be better at shouting about that.
And I think that comes what we can help with. People too, they need to really, really celebrate that, you know, all of the basic book, you know, basic bookings, or even the fully technical, you know, there's certain bits that we do, and I love to prep it. My challenge is, and the bit I love the most, is handing it over to an accountant at year or another bookkeeper to do the year end bit. And if I have no questions, and I'm, you know, within a few pounds of, because I like to guess the corporation tax.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, kind of right with it. I know the workings. And it's like, if I do that in itself is a celebration.
It's no opening balances.
We know our stuff.
Oh, we've smashed it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Adjustments. Oh,
I love that. Okay. So let's think back 12, maybe 24 months and think back from there, and then think about a piece of tech, maybe a piece of software. Doesn't have to be accounting related, could be anything, but something that has been an absolute game changer, either a vendor here or a piece of tech that you've used or anything like that. But what would you say out there has completely changed your game, as and you wouldn't be able to recommend it more going forward?
Well, I rave about Apron, and I'm really looking forward to getting going on the Apron Capture. Yep. Can't wait to try that out with some clients. Obviously, practice on myself first is the way to do it.
Yep.
It's interesting to, we were chatting to Gareth at Zen and Connect yesterday about gamifying that, you know, and celebrating that, you know, can you make your scores better? And, you know, kind of just kind of all of the snippets and tidbits. Yeah. So you're like, you know, how can I make my life better? I know lots of people do or don't do time tracking. I like Harvest for time tracking. I've used it for 10 plus years because of reports and stuff you can get off it. You know, even with fixed pricing, you still need to keep an eye on, you know, you might have a feel that took me way longer than I thought it should have done, but you know, it's nice to, and it's just, yeah, things like that really.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm a Google girl, so I love my
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. And it goes
I know you guys are not Android fans, but
I do have an Android, you know, I've got one, but you know, it is
But again, it's what you get used to.
Yeah, exactly.
You like.
And it's what makes you more efficient, right? Yes. You get to know that ecosystem and you get to get the most out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like being a QuickBooks queen, you know? Lots of people, they just don't like it. And I'm like, hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating.
You will. But then you're the person who can help them get it forward, right?
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from. All right. So that's looking back 12 months or 24 months. What about if we look forward? If we were to transport ourselves forward now, 12 to 24 months, how much do you think that AI is going to have an impact either on your business or to your clients? What's your gut feeling that in 12, 24 months time that's going to be there? Is it a fad or should we get excited?
The amount of time we use it anyway, you know, Google Maps to get here, my train line is online, you know, it's with us anyway.
Yeah.
And so we should definitely celebrate it. And I don't think it's ever going to replace bookkeepers because, you know, I tried the robot thing one time, but it, you know, so much thing you have to teach it, like AMZN is also Amazon. Did you not know that? That's obvious to a human brain.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to teach it these things. So I think there's always going to be room for human intervention, but actually it can help us. I don't think any of my clients are going to be adept at using it. I have fairly small, one's a really big business, 15 odd million, but the rest are quite small limited companies just pottering along, and I don't think it'll make much difference to them. But if it kind of frees up some of my time, or I can give intuitive reports, and you know, like the Zen and activity report, health report, and you could do better if you did this for me, and that sort of thing. And like the Apron interaction with you know, just being able to ask the questions within software and that sort of thing, and you know, their client engagement link as well, you know, making use of the tech to help us and to get ourselves better.
Yeah, and that's what it is, right? Like, you've already hit the nail on the head. The best part about our job is helping each other and helping the clients, and you know, getting that tick box and being able to get to
bank rec.
Yeah,
everyone loves that.
Exactly.
The green tick, good for go.
And if the AI is going to help us just either get that quicker, get that easier or more efficiently, then that's the secret sauce, isn't it? Not replacing jobs, it's enhancing our jobs, isn't it?
And identifying that, I think, you know, where you've got choices of, you know, I used to have a client come and say, look, I've cleared my bank rec, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, okay, shall we just quickly do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Reconcile that. Just because it's 60 quid doesn't mean it's Mrs. Smith's 60 quid. It's
Be 1 million and 60 one way and a million the other.
Well, you know, you've matched it to the wrong customer just because you got a bit. Because the computer doesn't know which 60 quid it's from.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's stuff like that is where it still needs us.
Yeah. So you're excited. You think the AI is the way forward. And we've got to be in there. Good. Brilliant. And that's it. That is our question. So come on, Kirsty. At some point, we're going to have to get you back for We Have Cool Friends. We've got to go in much more deep dive. This is supposed
to...
That's fine. No, that's fine. We can J2O it. We can mocktail it.
Get me a wine.
Oh, well, all right. Okay. So there is... Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just beer.
It's cocktails as anything. But the bar's your oyster on that one. Okay. But thank you so much for being along. Thank you for being here and coming to our pit stop, coming to Festival Accounting and Bookkeeping. But we've got that camera, that camera, that camera. You choose which camera want to do, but you need to go plug yourself, tell people why they should be seeing, where they're going to find you and everything else in between.
So, yeah. So I'm kirstyscountingservices.com. And you'll find me, most ICB webinars I'll be around. And I'm on various Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups. And, I like helping mostly limited companies. And that's partly the fact that we can check them out on Companies House and stuff. I feel a bit more secure with being able to check the data out on people. I love that sense of relief on a client when they go, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this? And I love that kind of, not that we get the piles of receipts, because I don't like piles of receipts, but, you know, the electronic pile of receipts, and it's nice and tidy. And there's something about the sense of completeness about doing it.
Yeah.
So, and completing the year end without any queries. That's the way to go.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. Thank you for coming to FAB. And if you've liked this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe and all of that sort of stuff, because we've got plenty more content coming from FAB, Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping 2024. Got some great guests, but they're going to be hard to beat, this guest, let's be honest. My name is Ryan Patrick. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Kirsty, for coming along.
Welcome.
And we'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.